I tell you to be different and creative and think this way. A much used business cliche. Kayla.
What is outside the box?
You got it.
We're flying high with the wings and talking all things lacrosse. You're now listening to the Outside the Box podcast right here on Underground Sports Philadelphia. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Outside the Box podcast presented by Underground Sports Philadelphia. KB coming at you from Underground Studios and joining me via Bloomington, Indiana, the one and only Harry the K.
What's going on? Big week in terms of lacrosse, in the PLL especially.
Got a lot to talk about, but before we get started, show would not be possible without our kick-ass sponsors. The homies over at Tomahawk Shades, which come into play big time in this episode. Tomahawk Shades, two brothers on Long Island, started this company because they didn't want to pay an arm and a leg for those big-name brand designer sunglasses when they could just make them themselves and still have that same quality for a fraction of the price. They're hooking you guys up big time. I'm wearing the Blue Light Plus glasses right now. Harrison wears those bad boys every day when he's staring at his Zoom classes for school, anything in between. They got the sunglasses, they got watches, they got the small batch collective out. Head over to TomahawkShades.com right now, fill up your cart, get like 27 pairs of glasses, get as many of the small batch collective as you can before it's gone, and when you go to checkout, use our promo code USP to save 25% off your order. That's right, promo code USP at TomahawkShades.com for 25% off your order and free domestic shipping on all orders right now at TomahawkShades.com. That's TomahawkShades.com, affordable lifestyle sunglasses and more. And Harrison, I know it's been pretty snowy out in Indiana. It's been pretty bad here too. And yeah, it's because we're in the thick of winter and it seems like each and every day there's a storm brewing. And right now it looks like 1 to 3 inches are in the forecast when you guys end up trimming that hibernation bush that's taking place in your pants. Luckily, our partners at Manscaped specialize in products to make sure you're walking around town with beautiful snowballs. Manscaped is here to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience, offering precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. The Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of their ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags on your snowballs will be reduced. The trimmer is also waterproof, so you can trim in the shower or in the jacuzzi if you're a savage. Manscaped's performance package is the best buy of 2021 because it comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag. Guys, have you ever noticed how nasty nose and ear hair is? Well, in fact, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. Might as well use the best tools to do the job, because this bundle also comes with the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. The Crop Preserver is anti-chafing ball deodorant that will make your balls smell nice and make you feel like your testes are walking around in a winter wonderland. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. It's made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts that will make your balls look up at you and say, "Hey, thanks." Don't get cold feet this winter, but do get 20% off and free shipping with our code USP at manscaped.com. They also have a ton of other amazing men's hygiene products on their website, from disposable mats for your pubes to foot deodorant. So get 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code USP. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USP. Thanks, Manscaped, for making our winter wieners look so good. And of course, our newest sponsor, our friends at Stateside Urban Craft Vodka. the fastest growing craft spirit in Pennsylvania. They're headquartered in Old Kensington, Philadelphia, and hopefully by the time the NLL season is back next, this coming fall, COVID will be behind us, and we'll be hanging out at Stateside because they've got a full bar, they've got restaurants, and they offer distillery tours weekly. And speaking of weekly, they distill their vodka one time for every day of the week, 7 times distilled, certified gluten-free, and it's blended with electrolytes, making it the first vodka on the market with a mineral composition on the same spectrum of electrolytes found in that sports drink that starts with a G, and it's also the first actively hydrating vodka on the market, and it's won awards for best package in the world. So go to statesidevodka.com right now to purchase your 1 liter vodka bottles and take advantage of our discount with our promo code USP at checkout to get 10% off your order at statesidevodka.com. The 1 liter bottles only for 10% off. Use our promo code USP pretty much everywhere in the U.S. 44 states they ship to. So take advantage of it. Must be 21 or older to order. And of course, please drink responsibly. Harris, we have had a lot of things go down in the lacrosse world since the last time we recorded. Yes. And we'll kick things off with our friends at Tomahawk Shades, partner with the company, former NFL wide receiver, former, did you know he used to play lacrosse and still does, former Super Bowl champ, Chris Hogan, has signed with the PLL, has declared for the entry draft, and we might see Chris Hogan on a lacrosse field this summer.
Yeah, the commentators will no longer be able to use the, did you know he played lacrosse at Penn State line? Now they'll get to say, did you know he won a Super Bowl with New England Patriots before joining up with the Premier Lacrosse League? This is huge for the brand. This is a big wide receiver. Well, he's a Super Bowl champion. Coming to the PLL after being in the biggest league in the world, it's just huge for the brand.
It is it's definitely one of those things where you look at the landscape of lacrosse and you're like, okay, things are moving in a direction that you could say even 3 years ago would have never expected this to happen. Chris Hogan, just based off of name alone and his accomplishments at Penn State, playing lacrosse, going to the NFL, and the whole moniker, oh, did you know Chris Hogan used to play lacrosse? Like, the meme is almost dead now because he does play lacrosse, and now it's, did you know Chris Hogan used to play football? 32 years old, midfielder. Do you think he gets picked up by a team?
Yes, I do. He's clearly been putting in the work on the lacrosse. Paul Rabel showed via text. He's been working at this since at least the beginning of the new year. So he's an NFL caliber athlete, working his ass off to get better at back into lacrosse shape. I can't see any reason why he wouldn't make a team.
Top three teams you think he would fit best with? I'll give you mine first. I feel like Rabel, and we'll get to the guys that got released from Atlas as well, 4 pretty big names got put into the player pool since the last time we recorded, but I feel like Atlas is like everybody's like chalk spot for Chris Hogan to end up just because of his relationship with Paul Rabel. He's an investor in the PLL, so everybody's already up in arms about, oh, is he taking a spot away from somebody who, deserves to be playing? I mean, I understand the argument, but if he's good enough to make a roster, then let homie play. You know what I mean? But I think Atlas is like, they should be the odds-on favorite for who I think ends up bringing Chris Hogan into the fold. I could see him playing for the Cannons, potentially. The new team came from Boston. You have the Patriots fan base kind of follow with Chris Hogan. I could see that kind of play in to a decision for Coach Quirk there. And thinking of another team that kind of needs midfield help, where Chris Hogan, if he's going to come in and play and contribute, he's going to a team that's trying to win now, which is why I don't see him ending up on the Redwoods, why I don't see him ending up on Chaos, because the Redwoods midfield is loaded. Obviously, you have the two behemoths in Miles and Perk, and then you have, you know, the savvy veterans, Joe Walters, you have
Kyle Harrison,
and potentially Jules Henningberg moving to midfield, which we'll get into as well. You can't really, like, stash Chris Hogan, in my opinion. He's a guy that if you're going to have him on your roster, you're going to play him because he was good enough to make a roster. The other team that is kind of interesting would be the Archers.
Ooh.
Because
that's a take right there. I don't think they need that much midfield help, do they? Do they?
It's an interesting take, but it's one of those things where, you know, you have Grant as, like, the face of your team now, essentially, and yes, you have the bunk bed boys too, but the Penn State connection, I think, is, sure, they didn't play together, but I think it's something that might get overlooked a bit, and if those two know the system that's being run at Penn State, it could make for a fun midfield to, you know, your player at X connection.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I agree. My big two choices for Hogan's landing spots are Atlas and Cannons. For the same reasons you gave, his relationship with Paul, the fact that the Atlas need some real midfield depth. I feel like he would also fit in, again, Boston connection right there with the Cannons. He's a Super Bowl champ. They're the reigning MLL champs. That's the Boston team. I go with the Chrome for my third pick because he brings that grittiness you get in the NFL. You get that talent, but also this is a team that's going to be chippy. They're going to be smack-talking the old game. They got the Gaudette strategy is what they have.
Chrome would be interesting for sure. I just don't know where he would fit because we look at Chrome's midfield right here. You got Ned Crotty, you got Matt Danowski, Will House, John Rannigan, Jordan McIntosh, and Sam Duggan. So I don't know where Chris Hogan would potentially slide in and take a spot there. And you also have Jesse King, who kind of plays that hybrid midfielder.
True.
Archers is interesting.
I think you could maybe just like slide him in as a anytime, anywhere midfielder. Like you don't need a specific spot for him, but he's just so athletic and built for this league that you can throw him in whenever he's needed and he'll perform.
Archers intrigues me just because they have Joey Sankey, who fits well with this Archer system. You have Christian Mazzone.
Sankey's been balling out since he got to the Archers.
Yeah. You have Christian Mazzone, who was an absolute stud last year. Dominique Alexander, who's a monster. Austin Sims. Tom Schreiber, obviously. Josh Currier, the boy. Mark McNeil and Ian McKay. I think there's potential that you could slide him in. And then, not that I want to do it, but if you look at the Whipsnakes midfield, Max Tuttle, who is a weapon, John House, Jake Bernhardt, Channy, TJ Camizio, Joe McCallion, and Matt Hubler. I mean, with those final two guys, there's potential that if Hogan's, you know, up to the standards of the PLL and can get in there, could you imagine him on this Whipsnakes team?
Yeah. That would be dirty. That would be so dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, him and
him and Channy running a midfield, Jake Bernhardt and Max Tuttle and John House.
This is a team trying to really cement their dynasty. How better way to go than to pick up a player from a literal dynasty?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, too.
That would be interesting. I mean, the Water Dogs is something people have talked about, too, but I feel like their midfield is so loaded.
I think like, they're set in midfield. They don't need another.
The Water Dogs midfield, you've got Ryan Conrad, Ben McIntosh, Dan Ipe, Steve DiNapoli, Drew Snyder, Connor Kelly, Zach Currier, and Kyle McClancy. Hey you. Yeah, you listening to this podcast right now. You're listening to an Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast. You should probably know that we have an entire catalog of podcasts on this network. So what I want you to do right now, once you finish this episode, after you finish subscribing, leaving a 5-star review down in the Apple Podcast section. I want you to search Underground Sports Philadelphia and go check out our catalog of podcasts, especially our flagship TV and movie podcast for streaming services called Streamer Season. We have breakdowns of amazing shows coming out weekly. You should definitely check it out. That's Streamer SZN. Search it on your favorite podcast app and give us a follow on social media. You won't regret it. Check out all the awesome podcasts on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network. And thank me later. Now, back to the show. I just don't see... Yeah.
You don't get into that midfield, I don't think.
Yeah, and I mean...
There are no spots.
There's always the... You know, you don't know if Brody Merrill's going to keep playing. He hasn't officially announced his retirement, so we assume he's going to. But, I mean,
yeah,
there is potential you move somebody to defense... If it makes sense, and you could bring Chris Hogan in to fill that midfield spot. So, I mean, there's definitely an opportunity. I just don't think it's at the forefront. Like we said, with Chaos, if we look at their midfield, I mean, you've got Eric Scott, you got Pat Resch, Deemer Class coming back, didn't even play last year because of the groin injury.
Deemer is going to be a huge influence on the Chaos when he comes back.
Dane Smith went off. Sergio Salcido, Jake Fricaro, Mark Lissini, and then they also signed Dalton Crossan.
They honestly might have the best midfield in the PLL.
Yeah. Like, it's top tier. And, I mean, they also signed the boy this week, too, Chase Frazier. So, don't know exactly where he's going to end up playing, if it's going to be attack or if it's going to be midfield. What a perfect
or
fit.
Or both. You can play, like, a hybrid position right there.
I view him very much like Dane. You know, they play together in Buffalo. He fits like, you have the backpack boys. The backpack boys are literally on Chaos now. Josh Byrne, Dane Smith, and Chase Frazier are all together. Buffalo backpack boys to now playing on Chaos together. And everybody forgets Chase played field in college. Like, he played at Newman. Like, the dude knows the field game.
There's a very rare chance that you're brought up only on the box game. You're usually brought up on both.
Yeah, and I mean, am I a little disappointed Chase didn't come on the pod to announce that he was coming to the PLL?
Just a little.
A little bit, but, you know, shouts to the boy. Because we, Chase came on the pod, I asked him, you know, is there an aspiration for him to play in the PLL? And he said, absolutely. And now he's getting that opportunity. He couldn't be in a more perfect spot going to Chaos. It fits the way that he plays. Having the field experience, playing the box game with, you know, two of his best friends, with Dane and Josh, and he's going to slide into this system with Andy Towers flawlessly.
The Backpack Boys are now going to run the PLL, and Chaos, after the signing, might have just overtaken Redwoods as favorites for the PLL title, in my opinion.
I'm not there yet. I think Chaos is going to approach this offseason pretty wildly. The reason I can't do it is because Rob Pinnell is on the Redwoods now.
This is also it's like they're gonna try to one up each other in big moves, I feel. It's gonna be, oh, we traded for Rob Pinnell. Oh, now we signed Chase Frazier. What are the Redwoods gonna do next? They're gonna like pull some insane move out of draft or something. And then the Chaos are going to follow that up by another big trade or big signing. And they're going to try and outdo each other because they know they're 1-2 for favorites for the title, discounting the Whipsnakes.
Yeah, and I mean, the way that things are trending too, and, you know, Chris Hogan, if you want to come on the podcast, we'll talk shop. Let's do it. Let's set it up.
Open invite.
Make it happen. There's always an open invite for Chris Hogan on this show. I think it's electric that he's coming, and he's not the only former NFL player coming to the league, too. And we'll get into that in just a bit, because Chaos also signed another player along with Chase Frazier, former NFL running back. But let's talk about this Atlas team real quick, because we've said it almost from Jump Street that they're ready to rebuild. Because after that first year, after that miserable display championship weekend for the draft pick matchup against Archers, it was obvious that, like, this team just didn't click. And then you get Rob Pinnell last year to come over, come play with the Team USA boys, see if you can get something going, and it was the same song and dance. They just were not good. They're not good. You changed coaching staffs. Like, you made a whole bunch of changes, and it was still the same result. And on February 12th, so almost a week ago now, Atlas released the following four players into the player pool: Callum Robinson, Scotty Rogers, Kyle Hartzell, Jeremy Thompson.
Yeah, that is when a team makes mass releases of their veteran players like that, you know that they've just thrown in the towel and are ready to start losing so they can win in the future. It's been clear for 2 years now, both years the PLL has been in effect, that that Atlas just don't gel well together. They have the talent. They have all the talent in the world, but the team chemistry just seems off. And they've been taking losses because of that. Blowing it up is honestly the perfect move for them right now. It's the only move they should have, they can make right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, they're accumulating draft picks, and it's clear they're turning their attention to, like, what the future can be for this team. And if we look at their roster, it is not the greatest, I'd say. You got Eric Law, Ryan Brown, Chris Kluche. Cade Van Raphorst, I think, is a solid piece for this team, is, like, one of the best defensemen in the league. Mm-hmm. You have Tucker Durkin. You have Austin Pafani. Obviously, you have Trevor Baptiste, who I think is going to bounce back this season from a down year last year. You have your goalie in Jack Kincannon. You have Connor Buzik, Kevin Unterstein, John Crawley, Joel Tinney, Romar Dennis was another one of those moves that it was like, okay, they're like switching some things up. They're going to, you know, get this team on the right track. Jake Richard, you obviously have Paul and Brian Costabile. I mean, this team is...
it's good on paper.
They're mistaken. Like, they have an identity crisis.
Yes, that's a much better way to put it.
And I think they're starting to realize that by getting those four players into the player pool and knowing that, you know, this isn't just you know, Team USA reunion time anymore, and it's time to try and go win. Mm-hmm.
The past revelries are over. It's This is a new time. You're not living in the past anymore.
They need to, because it's a foregone conclusion. They're drafting Michael Sowers.
It would be stupid to take anyone else.
That's who they're going to build this team around. You know, it's going to be Michael Sowers. It's going to be, you know, Eric Law, Ryan Brown, Kluche, and Brian Costabile, and Trevor Baptiste, and then you kind of try to figure everything else out and see who fits where and
mm-hmm. hope for the best.
I'll say it now, like, I mean, I still think Atlas is the worst team on paper.
Yeah, they look good on paper, and then you take a deeper dive into it, and you're like, ooh.
Like, they have a couple names, but...
yeah. It's the big names.
Like, let's, you know, the Atlas roster. We named off the Archers roster a bit, but we'll go back to it. You know, you have Ryan Ambler, Will Manny, Davey Amala, Marcus Holman Grant, Curtis Corley, Jackson Place, Eli Gobrek, Evan Connell, Matt McMahon, Jack Rapine, Brendan Fowler, Stephen Kelly, Drew Adams, Gittleman, Mike Simon, Scotty Ratliff, Sankey Mazzone, Dominique Alexander, Austin Sims, Schreiber, Currier, Mark McNeil, and Ian McKay.
That is a deep roster.
10 times out of 10, I would take the Archers roster over the Atlas roster.
Yes. Well, 10 times out of 10.
I would 10 times out of 10 take the Chaos roster over the Atlas roster.
I would take the Redwoods roster over the Chaos roster. Yeah. Or the Atlas roster. That was a tongue slip.
Chrome roster?
I would take the Chrome too. Just for Matt Gaudette. Just for Matt Gaudette.
The Water Dogs roster I'm taking, and Whipsnakes roster I'm obviously... like, Atlas's roster is the worst of the eight teams, and Cannons don't even have a roster yet.
that's the meanest burn I think you could put on a team right there. You're
I'm
worse
just,
than a team that doesn't even have a roster.
I'm spitting facts. Like, this team has no chemistry.
I don't disagree.
This team has no chemistry. They don't know what direction they want to go, you know, and I'm sure Ben Rubio is going to, you know, get his system in place more this year, but...
He has to. Surely. It's always hard in the first season, especially with that kind of team.
This team is just, and they are the biggest head scratch I've ever seen.
Because you look at the names, you see Paul Rabil, you see Trevor Baptiste, you see Brian Costabile, and you're like, yeah, I know those names.
Romar
they should
Dennis,
be a really good team.
Eric
Romar
Wall,
Dennis,
Ryan Brown, Klooch, Cade,
Kincannon,
Joel Tinney, John Crawley, Connor Butte. Like, these are big time names, and they just don't fit together. It's like putting a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah, it's pure pain to watch because you're like, God, these guys have so much talent and they're so good, but they just don't work together.
It is like the scene from Rick and Morty, where Morty's in the classroom.
Well, then get your shit together. Get it all together and put it in a backpack. All your shit, so it's together. And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it. Or put it in a shit museum. I don't care what you do. You just gotta get it together. Get your shit together.
Yeah, it's just a mess. Like, get it done. Get it together. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
To quote my favorite quote coach from Letterkenny, figure it out.
Figure it out. Get your shit together. Just put it in a bag and get your shit together. But looking at this Atlas
it's
team,
fucking embarrassing is what
it's
it is.
So bad, dude. Like, the looking at Atlas right now, though, Ben Rubior, they've got two first round picks in the entry draft now on March 25th after the Rob Pinnell deal. And he was quoted saying, "I have a list of over 30 guys that I think could contribute in some form or fashion on our team." And their upcoming draft picks, they have the 3rd overall and 6th overall pick in the entry draft, and then 1st and 10th overall in the college draft. If you don't get three, like, blue-chip guys with those picks, because, you know, the 10th overall pick, you're going to get somebody good, but you don't necessarily know if they're going to contribute full-blown. But if you don't get somebody 3rd and 6th overall in the entry draft, proven players coming over from the MLL, and then obviously Michael Sowers, we can kind of like pencil that in there.
Yeah.
That's your one blue chip. You need to get two blue chip players coming over from the MLL in order for this team to have any sense of like confidence going into the year of like, okay, we can compete with the teams in this league.
I told you last week, I'm telling you now, Atlas need to pick IDA with their 3rd or 6th pick, not only to keep him away from the Whipsnakes, but because he's that catalyst on the field. He is a spark plug that they sorely need. And if they miss out on him, they're going to spend another year in the basement. That's how I see it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've got the Redwoods, who, on paper right now, should be the favorites to go out and win this thing. You've got Rob Pinnell now. You've got Miles Jones. You got Jules Henningberg coming back, who's playing midfield and watching midfield tape. Which is going to be
ridiculous.
Bananas.
You work that in where you can have a midfield in the offensive zone because clearly Jules wouldn't be training to be a defensive midfielder. So your offensive zone right now is Miles Perk and Jules in the midfield slots. And then on attack, you got Ryder, Cav, and Pinnell. Tell me that isn't the best 6 you can throw in an offensive zone in lacrosse that you can, like, figure out. That is ridiculous.
Apparently, Nat St. Laurent and Jules have been watching film of Peter Baum, Tewerton winning, attackman turned pro midfielder, and then you have Jules kind of running midfield with Miles Jones and Perk.
The two Baum kings.
And then your attack is going to be Ryder Garnsey, Matt Cavanaugh, and Rob Pinnell.
You see,
that gets us giddy as Redwoods guys.
Yeah.
It gets us giddy. But as lacrosse fans, everyone should be giddy about what this team could potentially look like come June 4th.
it's terrifying. Like, you hear those names and you're like, no way they're all on the same team together. That's like, I hate to use this phrase because we're Eagles fans and it has a very negative connotation where we're from, but this seems like a dream team.
Don't jinx it.
I'm not going to jinx it. Like, knock on wood.
It feels like the Buccaneers almost.
Yes. They're taking the right pieces and they're like, all right, so we need our Tom Brady. We're going to bring in Rob Pinnell. We're going to move Jules to midfield, kind of get that Gronk edge in the
it's almost like Chris Godwin zone. Changing his number. Is Jules
yes,
moving
exactly.
to midfield?
That's a much better way to put it, yeah.
You have
the
Mike Evans.
Putting the pieces together.
Like, you have the big, burly tight ends. You have
You have your stud defensive players who can may not be the flashiest names, but they get the job done.
It's exciting. Like, this is what, like, lacrosse fans have dreamt of. And, I mean, if they end up getting any of these guys
this
coming
is the
in...
Dream. That the Atlas was supposed to be when the league started in 2018.
Yeah. Could you imagine, though, if they somehow are able to sneak in and potentially get Warren Jeffrey to play defense on this Redwoods team? Because...
Oh, that's the one thing they really needed. They need defensive help a lot, especially with Matt Landis out.
Yeah, and I mean, if Landis comes back this year, too, like...
You got Warren Jeffrey, Matt Landis... And who would
Eddie
be third
Glazner?
Eddie Glazner, yeah. Dirty.
Like, the defense right now for the Redwoods, you've got Glazner, you've got Apple, you've got Finn Sullivan, Matt Landis, if he comes back,
Finn Sullivan, yeah.
And Chris Price.
Yeah, and then there's he who must not be named, who will never see the field again, hopefully with this new look Redwoods.
Because Warren Jeffrey and seven other fine gentlemen have declared for the PLL player pool. They've signed on, came out today as we record this on Thursday. Include some of the boys. Challen Rogers. Kyle Jackson. Isaiah Davis Allen. Tommy Palasek. Warren Jeffrey. Ryan McNamara. Matt Abbott. And Colin Heacock are all coming over officially. And I'm sure this is just like the first domino that we're going to get. Because I'm sure we're going to get the big Lyle signing. We're going to get a whole bunch of other big names coming over. But the first eight official PLL player pool signings made official today. Let's see if there was... anybody else recently, because there is a link here with everybody. Don't know if they have... here we go. Yeah, so there's a full list of everybody that's in and available to be picked, and it's a wild list, to say the least.
The names are ridiculous, yeah.
Haven't officially gotten the Lyle Thompson name.
It's only a matter of time.
I'm sure there's going to be a big build-up for it. But there's a big list of names here that we're going to get a load of talent coming into the league through this entry draft.
Yeah, and that was the goal of the merger in the first place. Bring all the best lacrosse players in the world to the best lacrosse league in the world. Outdoor lacrosse league, I should say. Because the NLL, yeah, it's... You know how we feel about the NLL here at OTB.
Yeah, we love the NLL. But let me just preface this, because obviously we've got Matt Rambo on the Whip Snakes. We've got Zeddy Ball Game, Zedzilla. More than I trying to keep IDA away from the Maryland boys.
Yeah, as much as each team would be immediately upgraded with IDA, at this point, it's we got to keep him the hell away from the Whip Terps.
I'll do you one better. if he doesn't get to the whip snakes, but Colin Heacock does, and your attack line is Zed Williams, Matt Rambo, and Colin Heacock.
That's, at this point, it's just keep every single player you can away from
every
the whip snakes.
Every former Maryland player away.
Just, if they ever wore the red and green of Maryland, just keep them the hell away from
Colin Heacock back with Matt Rambo.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
And then Zed Williams and what he did last year in his first year in the PLL.
Oh, God. He's only going to get better from here.
Alongside a defensive unit and midfield unit that is only losing Tyler Warner, who don't know if we mentioned that either, but Ty Warner officially not playing this season due to medical school, obviously, but I don't think
as he should.
Don't think exactly closed the door on playing again. But
he didn't. He definitely didn't. The way it phrased it felt like this chapter of my career.
Yeah. So
closed.
We could see Ty Warner suit back up again,
which would be
unbelievable.
Please come back eventually. Finish your school and then come back and play some lacrosse before going into the medical world.
But I'm going to go through these first eight guys that are on this list. You tell me who you want to see them play for, and I'll give my response as well.
Mm-hmm.
Midfielder, the homie, friend of the show, Challen Rogers.
Midfielder. You see, I like him a lot, so I want to see him on the Redwoods, but at the same time, there's no shot of that. What's the order for the entry draft again?
So it is going to be...
Because I'm assuming these are going to be the top eight going.
So the Cannons have the first pick. I know that for sure.
Yep.
And then I believe it is the Archers, followed by Atlas, followed by the Water Dogs, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
so,
Cannons, Archers, Atlas, Dogs, Chrome, Atlas, Whipsnakes, Chaos, round one. Okay, so Challen Rogers...
And obviously, this is like these guys could go in round one. They could go later, but
honestly, Challen Rogers on the Archers as the second overall pick would be dirty.
Because we have three rounds of the entry draft too.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about how Chris Hogan to the Archers would be an interesting pick. How about Challen Rogers to the Archers?
That would be wild.
I would like that a lot.
Challen. You know, it's one of those things where his box background makes me want to see him play for Chaos.
That would be so fun.
But
right.
I also, and Sean Coach Quirk talked about this when he came on the show, his relationship with Challen and Kyle is, like, incredible. Would not be shocked if Challen ends up going to the Cannons one overall.
I still think Lyle would be going first. That's
just based
thing.
Off of these eight guys. Like, these guys
the,
have to
the,
come
of those eight guys, oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Going first overall of the Cannons. But this is, you know, taking... I want to see him on the Cannons. I want to see him on the Archers. I want to see him on the Woods. Those are my top three landing spots for Challen.
Colin Heacock, attackman, former Maryland Terp.
You see, we were just talking about how we don't want to see it, but at the same time...
I do
want
to see it so bad.
I
want
to see him on the Whip Snakes. I want to see him just dominate with those boys. I think it would be so fun.
So good.
It would be so great, but it can't happen. For the safety of the league, it cannot happen.
The safety of the league. I think it's like almost a lock that he's going to the Whip Snakes.
I can't see it. It's either him or IBA they're taking with that seventh overall pick. There's no doubt about it. It just depends who's on the board.
So, speaking of, Isaiah Davis Allen, our Philadelphia Wings boy, defensive
Again,
midfielder, former Maryland Terp.
I don't want to see him on the Whipsnakes, but I really want to see him on the Whipsnakes.
I really want to see him on the Redwoods.
Yeah, again.
He would also be very fun on Chrome.
You would. That fast-paced midfield right there.
Yeah.
That would be something to watch. But I want to see the Maryland boys work together as much as it pains me to say it. I just love watching that team run. It's so fun to watch.
Offensive attackman, our boy, friend of the show, offensive midfielder, I should say, Kyle Jackson.
Kyle Jackson. That's another interesting one. I would put him, you know, he stayed out of the league for so long because of very public reasons that other players hold. And for that reason, I want to see him on the Whipsnakes, Atlas's biggest rivals, just to see that heated rivalry play out on the field.
I think he's going to end up on the Cannons.
You know, that would also make a lot of sense. Coach Quirk and him would be, again, phenomenal together.
And, like, I say it all the
time. I want to see him on the Cannons or the Whipsnakes.
I say it all the time. The box players would just be so fun on Chaos.
The box players should just make their own team once there's enough of them in the league. Like, they should just be like, all right, we're going to be called the Danglers, and we are going to just work the socks off of you.
Or, you know, just let us sponsor the team, be the team owners, team name, OTB, outside the box.
Literally, because they're outside the box.
Where the name comes from, say the name.
Throw our logo on that uniform, get it nice.
Our colorway? Let's make it happen.
Now you're talking. You already got what's it? Pardon my take, or no? What am I talking about? PM.
Yeah.
What's the Barstool one again? Why am I blanking on the names?
Pardon my take.
Yeah, pardon my take. Yeah, you already got them owning a team. Why not us? An actual lacrosse podcast.
Yeah.
By the way,
Matt Abbott, former Syracuse Orange midfielder, former Bayhawk.
Bayhawks.
I'm feeling, you know, the Water Dogs.
I feel like the Water Dogs and the Bayhawks give off a very similar vibe as teams, so I think he would fit into that system pretty well.
I also wouldn't be shocked if he is like a sneaky Archers pick.
Seems like the type of player the Archers like.
Put him back in orange.
Exactly. It's the color of the team. Why not take another Syracuse boy?
Ryan McNamara, midfielder, played for the Hammerheads last year, went to Marquette. I feel like this could be an Atlas pick.
Yeah, just they have those two picks first round. Why not use
like,
one on him?
This seems like it could be like that sixth overall pick for Atlas. Yeah. Depending on who's on the board. One of our newest followers played for the Barrage last year, went to Syracuse, attackman. Tommy Palasek.
You know, again, as a homer, you want him to come to your team. Like, big fan of him with the Barrage. I would be a huge fan if he came to the Redwoods, but as an attackman, it doesn't make sense. I think he would fit on Atlas pretty well, considering how they're trying to build up that attack.
Yeah.
He can be a good mentor for the new young players they're bringing in and just be that a guiding light in a way for them.
Say Heacock goes beforehand, I could see Tommy ending up on Whipsnakes as well.
Yep.
And then Warren Jeffrey, defenseman, played for the Bayhawks. Big mustached man. I would love to see him on the Redwoods.
We need that defensive anchor.
Could see him on the Archers potentially. I could see him on the I could see him on literally any of these teams.
Yeah. Defenders are a needed commodity.
I was texting somebody today.
They can slot in anywhere.
I texted someone today as we're recording this on Thursday and said Warren Jeffrey has the talent and potential to be a perennial defensive player of the year in the PLL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for his entire career. He's that good.
Agreed. He's phenomenal.
So,
just a bruising defenseman.
It is... It's getting spicy in the PLL, and it's just getting started. Like, we're going to get more of these announcements.
The craziness, we haven't even gotten to draft day yet, and we're already getting boatloads of news. I mean, the Boston Cannons jersey should be dropping soon.
Yeah, I would have.
Not the Boston Cannons. Cannons Lacrosse Club. I'm going to really need to.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen all the time for us.
Yeah.
protected rosters for the expansion draft are due March 1st. It's an 18-round
draft.
Right
around the corner.
I mean, we're 11 days out from protected rosters, and then Thursday, March 11th is draft day. I'm wondering if we should go live and live react to everything on the Twitter.
Yes, I think we should.
So, I mean, for the expansion draft, it's a max 3 players selected per existing team. A couple players were announced today, too, that they were put on the exempt list due to military obligations. And it is, I will pull them up right now. One was like, I kind of knew it was going to happen. Johnny Serdak, designated as exempt for military reasons.
Same as last year, right?
Yeah.
That's 2 years in a row.
And then it was somebody that I didn't even know was in the military. Noah Richard for the Water Dogs.
He's in the military.
Designated as exempt due to military obligations. So shout out to them doing the damn thing. Serving the country and all that good stuff. The other player, like I said, that Chaos signed to was Dalton Crosan, I believe is how his name is pronounced. Apologize, Dalton, if I mispronounced that. Former NFL running back. Played lacrosse in high school. Don't know if he played in college. But Chaos signs him from the player pool. Played in the NFL and the CFL. Long Island boy. And he's coming to play lacrosse just like Chris Hogan.
Hey, you know, always bring him over for the greatest game in the world. Love to see it.
Facts. And then the biggest news out of the NLL this week. Our guy. The man, the myth, the legend.
G-O-A-T.
Paul Day, GM, head coach of the Philadelphia Wings, gets a 3-year contract extension with the team through the 2023-2024 season. It comes into effect in the fall when the NLL returns for the 2021-2022 season. And, the only discrepancy I have is that it's not long enough because there is not a contract long enough for Paul Day. He is the best of the best in this league. He has built this team from the ground up, wheels and deals, develops talent, knows who fits with who, and has turned the Wings in 1.5 years into an absolute wagon.
You literally took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the only thing that I am pissed off about this deal is the fact that there isn't a little infinity logo next to time of contract. Because he deserves to stick in Philadelphia until the inevitable heat death of the universe. This man is a baller. The best in the business, and I cannot overstate how good he is for this team.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a genuine dude. Like, one of the biggest things that I miss about the world being normal is Wings weekends and going to the Wells Fargo Center. And yes, the games are electric. It is an absolute honor and privilege to be able to cover that team the way that we're able to. And the games are incredible, but I truly miss post-game press conferences with Paul Day because he is one of the funniest humans on the planet.
It's just never a bad time.
It is
never a bad time.
Hilarious. Like he supports what we do. He's supported us from the jump. He will be coming on the podcast soon, so don't you worry about that. We appreciate Paul Day infinity because we can. There's no limit on our appreciation for Paul Day. But you know he's.
Oh, we appreciate you 3,000.
Facts. He's taken this team to heights that I don't think a lot of people thought could be done so quickly. You look at year one, you know,
it was an up and down year.
3 or 4 weeks into the season, he's already trading away first round draft picks, but you get Kevin Crowley, a franchise legend, and he's still in his prime, playing at the peak of his career, and he kind of comes in and becomes the face of the franchise. He's helping develop guys like Matt Rambo and Blaze Reardon on the outside. Then you go out and you know, you got Brett Hickey back from injury, and we saw what a freaking specimen he is, you know, with the ball in his stick. You've got Kyle Matisse as the captain of this team. You go out and trade for Ben McIntosh. Like, and he's developing a young defense, and he's also got a coaching tree now, because obviously TK going down to Panther City next year is just the start. And I mean, when you talk about the top coaches and top GMs in the league, it's a separate thing, but Paul Day is in the top three, if not number one, in both categories.
I think you mean is number one in both categories. The man is just dominating everything he does in the NLL. And I think we could be seeing a likable Bill Belichick coming up from him, seeing as all of Bill Belichick's hires go on to getting big jobs in the NFL. We can see the Paul Day coaching tree just.
And obviously, we know TK is TK is going to be more successful than any Bill Belichick disciple.
Absolutely, because
could be more like Andy Reid, to be honest.
That's a much better way of putting it. His coaches go off and win Super Bowls while Belichick's
stink.
Off and get fired by the Detroit Lions.
But I mean, congrats to Coach Day. He absolutely deserves it. And I mean, to just know that he's going to be here for at least the next 3 years, building this team up and hitting that stride of going out and winning a championship is that much closer for this Wings franchise. And that's super exciting because we get to, you know, we get the opportunity to cover that team in depth up close. And it was kind of our first taste of like being in the media for this company, and the way the Wings have treated us and everything has been unbelievable. And a big part of that is Paul Day. One of the funniest stories is we were in a press conference and there were like, you know, we have our typical spread in the press box of food and snacks and stuff. And we had like soft pretzels, chips, a candy bar and everything. And we go into the press conference and Alex McIntyre, our photographer, she was like saying like, man, I really want like a cheesesteak or something. And Paul Day was joking along with us and was like, we can get you cheesesteaks in the press box. You want whiz wit or without? It was the best thing ever. Paul Day is the best. And I'm super pumped that he's here for at least the next three seasons.
Yeah. I wish he could be here for confirmed for the next 20. Like,
facts.
Just keep him on board.
So it's obvious that he's doing something right in the eyes of the ownership group, and he's going to keep doing it because he's wheeling and dealing and building this team up to be a championship contender. And then the other NLL news, friend of the show, Devin Caney and Ashley Docking are getting into the podcast game. Congrats to the ladies doing the damn thing.
It's going
to
be an amazing podcast.
Very excited to take a listen to it. It is going to be pretty awesome. It is called Hot Mics with Devin Caney and Ashley Docking. And it's going to be electric. Those two are like two of the best of friends ever. They're going to be talking about, you know, current events, trending topics, ranging from sports to pop culture. And episode one is dropping as you're listening to this, so everyone's probably not going to listen to this episode because hot new podcasts on the block, so thanks, ladies. But they have a Super Bowl champion, known Redwoods fan, Steve McClendon, on the pod with them. Can't wait to listen. Congrats to them. They're two absolute rock stars in the game, and welcome to the podcast landscape.
Always room for more. It's going to be a great show. Getting Steve McClendon on as your first guest, what a pull.
Big time.
Just
big time.
Big time.
So shout out to the ladies for starting their show. And as always, guys, make sure you follow us on social media at OTBLaxPod on Twitter and Instagram. And follow Harrison on Twitter at HarryGK83. Follow Dom on Twitter at WashLifestyle. And follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311. Check out the website, undergroundsportsphiladelphia.com. I highlighted the Paul Day contract on there. A whole bunch of other stuff. Goody good stuff on there as well. Undergroundsportsphiladelphia.com is the website. And then, of course, subscribe to the podcast. Be a friend, tell a friend. leave a 5-star rating and review. Let us know how you feel about Chris Hogan coming over to the PLL, how you feel about the boy Chase Frazier coming to the PLL, all these big names coming over, where you think you end up seeing them PLL roster-wise, how you feel about the Paul Day contract if you're a Wings fan or just an NLL fan, and anything else in between. 5 stars only, because we have standards. We know you do too. And our OTB standards are 5 stars. Help us get back to 5 out of 5 on Apple Podcasts, because we always know wise guys finish last. And you can always check us out on Spotify as well, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio, Radio.com. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. And we should be back next week, probably with a guest, maybe 2, maybe 5, who knows. But stay tuned for that. That's why you got to follow us on social. That's where everybody gets the news first. Shout out to our sponsors, Tomahawk Shades, 25% off at TomahawkShades.com with promo code USP. Manscaped.com, promo code USP gets you 20% off, free shipping, and a big old thank you from your balls. And Stateside Urban Craft Vodka, the 1-liter vodka bottles get 10% off with our code USP at checkout. Must be 21 or older to order. Please drink responsibly. Any final thoughts, Harrison, before we get ramped up and watch WandaVision like we always do?
Man, let's just get this lacrosse season underway already. Let's get these drafts going. Let's get the free agency rolling in high gear. Let's just go.
Give us all the content. All the content. Give it to us. Also, tweet at us. Let us know who you want to hear on the pod. We're always open to listener suggestions for guests, so... let us know. Tweet at us at OTBLaxPod, and we'll try and reach out to those people. So this has been episode number 155 of the Outside the Box podcast, presented by Underground Sports Philadelphia, right here on the USP Network. For Harrison, I'm KB. We are signing off. Peace.